with the committee, and in that meeting select a committee, steering committee. What we discovered on that day is that there was only one opposition party that was present. And it is quite clear in the rules that you have to have a deputy coming from the opposition party, not one party. So the whole House decided that we should communicate with the opposition party, and we need a name from them, and we also need the name of the other members from the opposition party. We need a name of the deputy chair, and we need a name of the other members. I'm not going to call them additional members, but they are members of the steering committee. So that is the reason why we had this meeting. And I can see now the party that was there on that day is not present here, which is the EFF. And the members of the ANC also are not here. And our whip is here. We just received the police and the doctor's letter. Who knows? So it could be the reason why they couldn't coordinate. But some members have promised that they are coming. So I don't want to waste time and wait for people who are coming in drips and drabs, because the most important thing is to get the other members. And already the part of the steering committee was eager to meet, but we couldn't meet because we have the people. So I don't know how are we going to treat this. Do we need two names? One is a deputy chair, and one will be a member of the committee, the additional other member. I thought maybe the opposition parties have met, they are going to give us the name.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Do you need me to use the mic, or can we just talk?
Yes, you can.
Thank you. I did talk to the IFP on a personal basis, and sorry, I'm Denise Robinson from the Democratic Alliance. Mm. And then it was handed over to our whips to interact with the other parties. And I was not involved with that, except that my party, as the Shadow Minister for Women, recommended that I be on this committee, and that I assist in helping you to organize, and let's make this a big function.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So I don't know what was decided between the other parties.
Can we hear from other parties?
My name is Nokole Dimatege from. I hope you can hear me.
We need to record when we're in the committee.
Pardon?
I'm sure we need to hear recording when we're in the committee.
Oh, okay. my name is Nokole Dimatege from United Democratic Movement. Much as it has not been easy doing the coordination, but from our part, we decided that we will choose the lady from the IFP, the lady next to me, IFP to the deputy.
Okay.
To be the deputy chairperson.
Does anyone second this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could I? Could I just say that it was the understanding, as the Democratic Alliance being the chief opposition party, that the position would come to the DA?
Let me say, some of us had the impression that he was supposed to be like that. But it is right on the ground. It's just an opposition. That's the reason why you see me opening it up. Because when we decided in that meeting, we thought the party could meet themselves and come here and have us having a idea. Yes,
thank you, Chairperson. I'm sure you've seen Chair because I'm chair of sport and recreation. I'm no longer chair of this committee. Correctly so, my Chairperson and my leader, the rules are saying that opposition and is the norm of what we've been doing to ask opposition to come together. That's why even the last time Mrs. Zikalala was not from a majority party who's in opposition. We are nominating from the opposition, not the largest. So we are in order if want any woman from the opposition, not specific of numbers. That they are having in this parliament. It's not correct that the DAs is by the virtue that they are majority in numbers of opposition. We are taking from the opposition members of parliament who are consist of a parliament, any woman from that. So I'm sure we need a secondment of any woman who just proposed, or if we are rejecting Chairperson, automatically will ask another name. But it's not right what the Honourable Member is saying, and she knows she has been with us in this committee.
The minute I inferred that a meeting had taken place, I spoke to my chairperson of the women's portfolio and asked what had happened. So it seems it was unfortunate. The communication didn't go up. I have now received the communication. But I think from there too, it said that one would have to go back and then call for all the members of the Nazi Party caucus to elect. And now the election has only been done from a small group of people who are not even here at the moment, and your own members. So I think it's not procedurally correct.
By the way, Mr. Sidney? Yes. Honourable Robinson? I am saying we got a mandate from that meeting that the secretary of this committee should communicate with opposition parties, and he did. I kept him on his toes, and I wanted to know what I was doing. So he did what he did, and he had to come back to your whip, I think twice. And we are in this meeting now. A meeting that has been proposed by a multi-party, and having heard from our secretary that even, you know, the first meeting, he had invited all the parties, and we cannot be held back because of what transpired then.
we are in this meeting because we agreed in the multi-party that we must have a name. And of course, it doesn't say anywhere that a meeting must be convened. It's not our responsibility as the leadership in this multi-party. But we are just following what the rules are saying. Hence, we wanted everyone from the opposition party to be here. I don't think there's anything wrong with what we're doing. And we cannot go back. I'm very sorry that we wait for another meeting when a meeting has been discovered, you know, to get all these other questions. Yes, Chairperson?
Is that your hand up?
No, it was before this. I'm trying to consult, but I'm hearing you saying that this committee got a mandate from the majority of women that today on the steering committee meeting you must continue electing the deputy chairperson. Initially, I was going to say chairperson and deputy chairperson, they are elected in the multi-part women's caucus, but now we are saying that it did give you as a steering committee a mandate. So that's what I wanted to confirm, that the right thing is to nominate in the multi, but when we are saying that the mandate was given to the steering, I'm not going to say anything.
Let me brief you where we are. The UDM has proposed that the IF member should be the guest president, and we needed someone who's going to support. And the DA's expectations were that because they are in the majority opposition, it automatically becomes the DA's position to be a guest. Now we're trying to explain, can we go back to what we do?
I think I just want to follow on from what Honourable Dulani said. The mandate that you got from that group cannot be valid because you didn't have representation of all the parties there. And that was an administrative problem. The notices were sent to the wrong address. It was not the correct address for our chief whip, and so we were not informed. The notices that I received in my pigeonhole only came on the Tuesday, and the meeting had been held previously. So I don't believe that you can say that the mandate is an acceptable one from the multi-party caucus because you did not have everybody present. They were not representatives of the official opposition, and so I think it's... So I don't think that's procedurally correct.
Yes. It could be correct that there were no members from the official opposition party, but we are still going back to what we are trying to correct here. The DA could be the official opposition party because of their numbers, but in this instance, it's not a matter of who has got numbers, it's just the opposition party, that's what the rules say here. And that meeting, we had asked the secretary, he's here, by the way, what kind of communication he had done to the other parties. And he said he had communicated with the parties. He was surprised that it's only the EFF. And a decision was taken there. Now, if the DA was not here, there, because of some address, I don't think really it can be, the mandate can be held back to be nullified because of that.
To me, I don't know my status in this meeting. That's the problem. Okay. someone.
What is the proposal?
I said the UDM had proposed the name of now we need a second.
From R, which would not indicate that he was proposing me to be the deputy. So then you've got two.
Who's this?
Well, Steenhuisen.
What's happening?
I'm saying that he had, I understood that he had proposed me to be the deputy. So
who's
you've
that?
Got two proposals. Where?
Why?
Well, he's the chief whip. He's not here. In the letter that you received.
Good day, honourable members. We had written to the DA chief whip and they responded to say he questioned why the DA members were not there. We should have responded to that, but he has never gotten back to us to indicate who exactly has been nominated. Hence, when you called last night, I indicated such.
That's an omission because I understood the letter had been sent and I spoke to him just now and he said it seemed as though there's been a bit of cross communication.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering, the Honourable Member is saying the Chief Whip nominated him. I'm thinking if he nominated him from the DA that her name can be amongst the other names.
Right.
I'm wondering if a women's caucus will also involve the participation of men. I don't know. I make correction. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, to my understanding, you know, the recommendation that comes from Mrs. Honourable is it Robertson?
Mm-hmm.
Robinson. To us, really, if your chief whip has, you cannot recommend you to be a chairperson. The meeting here must recommend that you must get a chairperson from this meeting. We can't allow somebody recommending from outside. I don't think it's good afternoon. We are nominating, as you know, that we got a mandate from the previous meeting that the opposition parties must give us a name of the deputy chair. The UDM has recommended to Bongile from the IC. Now we need a second. By the way, this is a multi-party steering committee here.
Thank you very much, Chair, and apology for being late. I'm not sure, Chair, maybe I'm a little bit lost because one of the recommendations made by the multi-party women's caucus in the previous meeting was that the chair facilitated the meeting with all the opposition parties in parliament so that they can be able to delegate a person from within their members. So that they can be able to delegate that person to be the chair, the deputy chair of the steering committee. That's why I'm saying, Chair, I'm a little bit lost because I was expecting a report from a collective of opposition parties in parliament, DA, EFF, UDM, IFP, COPE, and everybody included. So I'm a little bit lost, Chair.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that you are not taking and the meeting said we must go and have a meeting with the opposition party, and we dedicated our secretary to be there. The secretary of the committee has tried to. They are intimidating me. The secretary reads what you are saying, and here we are. That is why we have this meeting. Because the report that got from the secretary is that he has spoken to the whip, and they had given names. That's why you see the other people here. And he has tried many a time, but he was not getting any communication from the DA until such time that the chief, the whip of the DA gave him a response. So this is the meeting that we're having. And we are saying they must give us a name. Now they have given us a name. And we needed somebody who's going to support. And seemingly we don't have the party that was there on that day. Now we can't go on like this. We are going to wait for all the other parties. When they like, they want to come to the meeting. There is no apology. There is nothing.
Madam Chair, I just want
to allow you to speak.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were looking at me.
Yes, and then.
Thank you very much indeed, Chair. That's kind of you. I just want to take up the point that was made by Honourable Cheke, that she said it was agreed as a multi-party that a meeting should be convened with yourself, with all the opposition parties. Now, it's unfortunate that the communication didn't reach us, but we have attempted to correct that. But I think the meeting was for you, not the secretary, to call a meeting of the opposition party. So I'd like to suggest that we go back and arrange that, but that we carry on in the meeting with this meeting anyway. You've got stuff that we need to get through, so I don't want to delay proceedings. But I think then since the opposition parties did not get together with you, that this should be take place before we nominate anybody else. Thank you.
It was the interest of that committee, because I am the chair, to get the opposition party to meet. And I wrote a letter, and it has got my signature to the whip. So I did what I was supposed to do. And all the other things were done by my secretary. I cannot be a secretary and be a chair at the same time. And informing me of what has transpired every time because get a report. I've done what I was supposed to do. Can we go on and finish the item, please? Is everybody here now?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I think if everybody was consulted and they didn't come up with a conclusion, and I think we just have to conclude it on their behalf, because we can't keep on doing the same thing all the time. So we can vote in this committee. Those that are not there, it is just unfortunate. Vote whoever that we want. The DA can put up their person there. The IFP could have the person who decides who has to be there. Because we gave them a chance to discuss and they didn't come up with a name. So the people that are here have the right to choose whoever that is here. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Honorable. You know we are not going to go back because seemingly Honorable Robinson just listens to what the other members are saying, the AG members, and then she takes it up there. And she says each and everything. It might be that the way we are putting the issues on the table, it's not not what we ended up agreeing on. Second, it's quite right that the recommendation came from the House. And the House ultimately agreed that the chairperson must do everything. And I've done it, and I've written a letter, and I've signed it. And so I've done what the meeting wanted me to do. Thank you, Honorable Sue. Now, I am going to say that I'm getting it from my secretary here that the whip said, and they had these names that they had recommended in there. I don't know why it should be the whip only. That's how they do it, but we thought that it's going to be the members of this multi-party. And what we are going to do, we are going to accept Bongile's name as a chair,
deputy chair,
because we have explained enough. If there is anything that the DA thinks that is not done properly, they will come back to us and tell us, and they can attend. And whoever has recommended and you feel that it has not been adequately done, we are going to take it to the multi-party to decide.
Okay.
We'll see whose name is. I guess the majority will be here.
Oh, thank you, Chairperson. I wanted to support the name of Honorable Goma to be the deputy chairperson of the multi-party based on the reasons that you have just given. Thank you.
So we have Sibongile Nkomo, the IFP member, as our deputy. Yes.
Thank you, my chairperson. I would love to emphasize that the multi-party women's caucus consists of women of this parliament. They must not look down upon women of this parliament who are leaders. All parties, they can consult with their chief whips. It's their right. But the final word is from the women folk when it comes to the multi-party women's caucus. Let's emphasize that. Each and every party must guard against. We must be jealous of our role as women. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of our Multi-Party Women's Caucus. I would like to firstly thank the members for the process which we have taken. Our task is quite a mammoth task, and may I acknowledge especially the wording which was said by the last speaker, who actually said that we need to guard our issues as well as this caucus with jealousy. Chairperson, I do not want to say much except to state that one has been involved in this type of committees for a couple of years, noting one may be coming here for the second year, but one has been in the provincial legislature in Gauteng. The chairperson knows me, and I was actually the chairperson of such type of committees. So we will be working together to ensure that we take the process forward. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Sibongile. Can we go to the other name of the additional member from the opposition? Madam, Honorable is proposing herself.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just wonder about the process. Do we still first wait for a second? Because I would like to nominate somebody else. Thank you.
We are
Thank you very much, Chairperson. May I propose the Honourable Nokole Majege? Thanks.
From which one?
She's from the UDM.
Okay. Any second?
I second the nomination.
Nokole, is she here?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I feel humbled by the nomination. Since the first time that I'm in the committee, as well as the National Assembly, I promise that I will learn as much as I can and do the best I can to my ability to whatever that is expected of me to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Then we have our hearing. We are going to have the meeting. We were supposed to have a member from
maybe I should explain why you are here. My truth is that we thought it would be a good thing that you attend when we are dealing with the legacy report stroke handover. It's supposed to say something. So that you are the one who knows best what has transpired and what other issues were still to be done. You are the one who's going to assist maybe in the better. And I asked the secretary to please find you wherever you are so that you can come and assist us and hand over and also acknowledge all the issues that are itemized, so whether they are, this is a true reflection of what the committee does. That's why I invite you to accept it.
Accepted, Chairperson. I was worried on the steering committee because I'm part of the committee when it's multi-part. So now I'm clarified because I was aware that I'm not part of the steering committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. Thank you.
About that, I do have a bit of a soft voice. I think I'll speak to the in the document pack. There's the legacy report, which is the official committee document on caucus activities in the last term. But I think it's easier if I speak to a document called Lessons Learned. It's easier to sort of get through. In that document, I've just included the strategic priorities that were decided on in 2009, as well as some of the priorities that members spoke to in the business planning of 2013. But in terms of committee events and activities, which is on page 7, a lot of the focus in the last term was around, you know, representing the interests of women in parliamentary work. So in doing that, the caucus went through the Millennium Development Goals report, which was focused on all the gender-specific goals of the NDGs.
So how do you see the page 7?
Page 7, at the bottom right. I'm speaking to the page titled MPWC Events 2009 to 2014. After the Millennium Development Goals report was completed, we also did a workshop on climate change. Because it was quite an opportune time, COP17 was being hosted in South Africa, and we wanted to capacitate women members on issues directly related to women's lives as it pertains to climate change. I think that was quite a successful workshop in that we got quite a broad range of presenters to come in and speak to some of the gendered implications of climate change. In addition to that, I think last year we had between the caucus and the portfolio committee and select committee on women, children, people with disabilities, the issue of violence against women became quite, it was in the media quite a lot, and there was quite an interest around how to deal with some of those issues, because it seemed as if violence against women and children was almost getting worse, or that it was in the media more. Either way, the caucus and the portfolio committee and select committee decided that it was the right time to have a roundtable on violence, and that was in 2013. I think I'll jump straight to some of the challenges and opportunities experienced during the last term. I think one of the biggest problems with the caucus had been around engagement, right now the bells just rang. Members need to go to the house. The issue of time, it may seem like a very small administrative thing, but it actually became such a huge problem. Mm-hmm. We were allocated a Wednesday lunchtime time slot. It's problematic. Members are sitting in meetings all day long, all morning, and then we expect them to come and sit in the caucus and actually be engaged. It actually doesn't work. And there needs to be something in programming that happens to resolve that. Because I think until we resolve that, we cannot resolve the engagement issue. Because members are doing other things, and often we'd have either WIPS meetings allocated the same time slot, or we'd have chair of chair meetings allocated in the same time slot. So there's something that the caucus must do in terms of internal advocacy, either with the programming committee, with the house chairperson for committees, in terms of how to resolve that time issue. That actually became quite it ran onto other problems. Postponing meetings because there isn't a quorum, because members are away, because members are doing other things. In terms of some of the activities we did manage to do, trying to engage with the provincial caucuses then became quite a central program in the caucus, because it was a little bit easier to sort of take a smaller group of members and engage provinces in that way, instead of expecting all female members to be present at a caucus meeting. It was a way of carrying on the mandate of the caucus and establishing provincial caucuses. In terms of representation, I mean, our national parliament does quite well in terms of representation, but the numbers start to dwindle when you go to provincial and local level participation of female politicians. So it was quite a critical thing to make sure that the provinces have caucuses as well as at district level. Although that project isn't complete, but I think we made a lot of headway in going to a lot of the provinces and stirring interest in running functional caucuses at provincial level. So in terms of opportunities, I think that is something the caucus should still carry on doing, and it will allow the caucus to have a network of women around the country that are working towards creating more participation for women in legislatures. In terms of, I'm on page 11 under opportunities. In terms of mainstreaming gender issues, the caucus's mandate is an internal looking mandate. It's supposed to be a place where female members can get together and advocate and lobby for women's issues in all committees. So it's quite a strength that the caucus has and must use, I think, in the next term, where women are experiencing issues, whether it's labor or the environment or water affairs, then the caucus must find a way of influencing either legislation or programming for women in those areas. And the only way we can do that is by our female members being engaged in the caucus and then taking back whatever is learned here or is decided in the caucus back to their committee. So I think creating that process will be quite important. And then in terms of advocacy for gender issues, it's the same kind of idea where members should be able to identify issues in their committees that are related to women, and where the caucus can be sort of the space where women parliamentarians are able to discuss those issues and actually affect policy for the betterment of ordinary women. And I think that's perhaps something that's underutilized. And I think that's why that relationship with the portfolio committee and the select committee was so important, because that's the first point of call, I would say, in terms of women's issues. And then in terms of going forward, I think as much as in terms of the structure of the caucus and this almost, I wouldn't say contradictory, but I think they're quite complementary, the mandate of the portfolio committee and select committee, as well as the mandate of the caucus. I know sometimes there is some confusion in terms of where to draw that line, but I think it's as long as the caucus focuses on the fact that it is an internal looking committee that deals with issues that concern women, yes, in other committees, but as far as Parliament is concerned, I think that's where we need to draw the line, where the portfolio committee obviously has the oversight function and the legislative function, and the caucus doesn't. The portfolio committee is more external looking. It's supposed to be able to do public participation and find out from ordinary women how their lives are and whether the policies and programs are impacting their lives positively. The caucus is supposed to make sure that when committees convene and discuss issues, that they keep women's issues in mind. I think that's where I should stop.
Chairperson, I just want to hear from you so that we can review whether you need us to assess this according to how you know the participation of this multi-party in the fourth term.
Thank you, Chairperson. I did get the report yesterday and I've read. There are just very few things which are left, but they are not things that they cannot be put on the whole report. Just some few workshops which are not in. I know whilst the researcher was not yet with us, we were served by the table staff of Parliament, and we had a workshop. You will remember when I'm the workshop where it was conducted by the very same researcher that in Parliament forwarded her to SADC. So there's that part that it's not in here, and then on the international agreements, I've noticed that we have this thing of 50-50, which we're supposed to go and report in 2015 with UN, and we've signed and ratified that it's supposed to be in the report, so it's not in the report. It was not an easy forum of Parliament. I was thinking that it was going to be easy when women are together looking at their issues and the issues of national and international. This problem of time, we went several times to the office of the chair of chairs or house chairperson, and maybe the problem is that the programming whip does sit with it, house chairperson, but just in between on those Wednesdays, we'll be getting that in some committees they do sit, whilst it was supposed to be set aside for this committee, which is not always sitting. We do understand that we are not dealing with the legislation, but the problems of agenda, and they are very important in any society. So I'm hoping that Chairperson with the collective of steering committee, I've seen that these are all gender activists. They will fight. We didn't attend any overseas. It was objected. So we'll take you through Chairperson. I don't waste the time. This problem of who are we as women? We need to be strong. We need to support this committee, because the majority of women through this problem of clashing of committees, but they didn't have time put aside for the multi-party women's caucus. Those who will be coming this month, 2 months down the line, they will come in the committee as if we have been doing nothing. And sometimes they will want to challenge you, but at least because we have all the facilities of your staff, of researchers, they will take them through. We need to be strong in order that in multi-party women's caucus, it must finish the task, if it can be finished, the task of oppression, I don't know, that it's ahead of us. And the provinces and the local government and the stakeholders, you know, Mama, for the first time in multi-party women's caucus was invited by the former minister to go to EUN. When we discovered there, when we came back and given the mandate by the speaker, former speaker, that we must take about 8 million goals that we must run, and he said this is the first time that even the parliament will be taking serious this thing of MDGs. And it showed that we do have a capacity, and we invited, as she said, the NGOs. They were saying they've been rubber stamping the goals and the input of South Africa, because the parliament has been not invited. It's not yet invited, ma'am. It's only ministers and deputy ministers who must go in that UN. And in parliament, we're thinking that by virtue of that, we've discovered that other parliaments, they do go there. I don't know how. So there are those challenges that when we're together, because all women of parliament are members of the multi-party women's caucus, will assist each other, will raise issues. But I'm hoping this committee is in a safe hands. Our veteran leader, chairperson, our deputy chairperson, the steering committee members are members that I know that back home on the ground, they are taking care of the women issues and the girl child. Thank you so much, Mama. I didn't get the invitation of the first meeting. I did apologize to you, official. I want not to be part of this committee. It's in my heart, whilst I will be still chairing the sport, but I won't let down this committee. I'll always try that I must come in a meeting. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Honorable Tonani. You know, I think it's a very important thing that you are now a citizen of sport. Sport is a very vital, it's an instrument of uniting people. And even though you are a chairperson of sports, we still need to understand what is the role that is played by young women. And it's quite an issue, and we will be very happy to have you attending and then even bring a presentation from whatever progress there is. Thank you,
ma'am.
We are going to question some of the things.
Yes.
But questioning them so that we can progress.
Yes.
And take forward whatever has to be taken forward. You know, Mr. President, just before you leave, this issue of MDG is an old issue that we have even in the third parliament.
Yes.
And even SADC has dealt with this. Before we even ratified the
the issue of the gender development. We were supposed to have dealt with this, but now, you see, when you talk about what has been done by the MDGs, and here in Parliament we have got people who are sitting in all these portfolio committees. And I want to tell you, I don't think our women are doing enough wherever they are sitting, because first of all, in health we've got a range of things that we can discuss as a multi-party in terms of one of the MDGs. We've got in education, we've got a lot of things that we can discuss. So we will be dealing with these things. I've got experts here. I trust them. You like them.
Yeah. I know them.
I hope we are going to see you. We won't disappoint you. We'll carry forward.
Thank you.
We thank the report. But I just want to recommend that it can be given in documents just to enhance the understanding of the workshop, what transpired in the workshop, and the resolutions that were taken out of the workshops that were done in this thing. Another thing is that we should not take for granted that women are homogeneous. All the time, whatever issue that we want to put through, even a simple thing like fighting for a space in terms of time, because we're challenging privileges of certain people, there will always be a resistance. Whatever that we put forward, there will be a resistance. I think what we need to do is just to be persistent all the time and don't give up in whatever that you do. And pursuing women's issues, it's a very difficult issue. The struggle of women is a very subtle thing that you can't just do it just like that, because you experience one oppression or the other. What you need to do is to read and try and convince people that whatever that you do, you understand. Because if you don't read, they'll come and interrogate you with a number of words, and those things water you down. So what we need to do with the time is just to go to the chief whip and express our dissatisfaction all the time. We just become a nuisance to him until he gives us the space. We must just decide when do we want the time. Not give it to him No, you will decide. We go to the, I don't know, it's whip of programming or whatever. Whoever is doing programming, we just go there and persist that on this day, we would like all women to come. But when we see these women, let us present something that is educatable, so that when they leave with an understanding. Gradually, these women will sing the same song with us. So, And that should be how we approach it, because if we come and meet and we don't say anything, people will see it, no, it's a waste of time. There is a lot of things that we can do. You can still go back to your climate change issue. You bring in people to come and present. We engage those people. But before they come in, give us information so that we make the discussion lively in such a way that people would like to come into the committee, even if we have not called them. Thank you very much.
I'm fine for now, Chief.
You're fine for now.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I must state that it's a pity that Honorable Zulani has left, but she will get the information from ourselves. We value the information that she gave us. One can see the passion from her input check. she's extremely passionate about women's issues. I think Chairperson, noting this document, which was presented to us, it's got the years 2009 to 2014. And when one looks at page 5, one looks at the business planning that was done in 2009. I think, Chairperson, one of the issues which definitely we will be doing is actually getting ourselves into workshops or into a planning meeting where we will be addressing our own issues as we take along what was done and how it was done and the areas that need to be done. I think that will assist us, Chairperson, in mapping our way forward. Secondly, Chairperson, I must state that from past experiences, it is quite painful, as my sister here from EFF was just stating, that, you know, there's quite a lot of challenges that are still facing us as women. I think you know, Chairperson, just as much
when I'm not from the
I'm sorry, Madam Chew. I'm grateful for your input. I just wanted to state that, Chairperson, one of the hardest doors, or one of the most heavy doors we had to knock on when we were trying to implement our gender focal point, it was ministries which were led by women, much more than ministries which were led by men. We experienced it across most of the provinces, where you would find that if you were, because what is stated here in this document is that all women, including ministers, are actually part of this establishment.
Yeah.
But we would find that you would go to a minister, a female minister, expecting her to be sensitive over matters, expecting her to actually move with matters, and you would get the opposite. And you would go to a male minister, and things would actually move.
Mm-hmm.
But, so all such type of things are the type of challenges which we're faced with, including what the Chairperson spoke about. I think, Chairperson, you are the one who spoke about the NGOs. Most of those NGOs who have been rubber stamping, or some of them are bulldogs without any teeth, because they have been actually, they had most of their teeth taken out. So we need to ensure that our work actually borders along that. Lastly, Chairperson, there's so much work that we need to do, but I'm grateful to the enthusiasm that I'm getting from the women here, because it takes a small group to change an even bigger group. Honorable Zulan actually spoke of a situation where she said you would find, Chairperson, other members, female members, coming to the group and immediately saying to them, you haven't done A, B, C, D. So we will keep having them. I think this small group of ours has got to be a group that will ensure that things actually move forward, especially when it comes to our national plan, our provincial and our local government. We've had a lot of problems, Chairperson, in the provinces, in the sense that there were gender focal points in the department. Suddenly they were moved in some departments to the Premier's office, and by doing that, that means that a lot of the issues that need to be addressed here do not have any person that is addressing them. Even the chairpersons and some of those committees have actually been done away with at provincial and local government. So most of our oversight will extend and actually look at that. May I actually thank the presenter for this document, but definitely we will need more on what is here. Thank you, Chair.
Now, I think for progress sake, we've got only two items on this agenda today. Maybe we should agree that it seems it's going to be impossible for us to convene a multi-party Women's Caucus Committee because of the debates that have been coming. Otherwise, we will be putting ourselves again, excusing ourselves for failure. Because everyone is in debate and you know who we get. And out of this report, I mean this document and the issues that Honorable Sue has requested from Joy, I don't know that you are going to be able to do us a favor and from those workshops as Honorable Sue has said and get exactly the documents that of those students when we have so that we can be able to isolate issues out of them. Yeah.
Some of them are already in this pack. All the Millennium Goals report, the climate change report, something I actually skipped in my presentation, a presentation that took place around sexual harassment in the institution, our sexual harassment policy. That presentation is also in there. So a lot of the reports are already in there. I'll just double check to see if there's anything missing. With resolution.
You see, when we meet again, I'm going to tell you what frustrates me. You go to the committee that is dealing with women, you get the same agenda item. You go to the provinces, not even the provinces, you go to CGE and tell them to come and make a presentation. They are still doing the same thing. There is no progress whatsoever, so I don't know whether you have noticed that. If you can take from the researching point of view, from Bojoy, from 2008-2007, all the things that were done by the coalition, everything, what was that? The Sawit and all the other women. We are still dealing with the same things. Why aren't we progressing? We don't seem to have an exit, you know, of that this was done and it's done currently. Except the current thing, the 50-50. And that, yes, that was managed to get to do it thorough, although the opposition is still remaining behind because they are refusing altogether. They are not assisting us. Most of us are paying to like it now. Because really, that's what is bothering me. And you sound like a broken record. You find a committee that a multi-party committee in parliament that is supposed to deal with women issues. What does that mean? Which women issues? And from there you get a report that tells about the MDG. The women, the MDGs and the women in parliament. You get what I mean? It doesn't explain to women in parliament what exactly are they supposed, because that is where you find an overlap, overlapping with the select committee, overlapping with the committee that is chaired by Honorable Tani. And the women so when we call the multi-party women's caucus, all the women that will be sitting there are in committee. That's what even what the mandate says. But they cannot tell you exactly what issues they've identified that relate to suppression of women. Are we cowards? Or we don't want to be unpopular? I don't know. because there is a reason why we have this multiple. In actual fact, we are not, our mandate is not to do oversight. What does that mean? It's not to do oversight, but we are members of parliament, we are public representatives. You see, there are issues that are just, you know, conflicting when if we're not supposed to do oversight, we can't sit here in parliament and look at each other and talk about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We must talk about the public. And we must talk about issues that we're experiencing out of the legislations that we are passing here in parliament, how they affect the people. So I think there's a lot of education that we need in this committee. As much as you think we are dealing with women issues, now you come up, you hear partly we are talking about gender, and you say you don't want to overlap with other committees. We're talking about women issues, we talk about gender. Somebody has to explain to us what it is. So those are things that I think we have to define clearly and get people who can differentiate so that people are able to work, you know. And that's what gets it out of our meetings. People must be able to work and know exactly what they are supposed to be doing. Because once they go into a women's meeting, it's just like the same meeting that they had last year, gathering here, and the other year, the same thing. This MDG thing is an issue that has been, you know, it has been on the agenda of SADC for quite a long time. So I think I've got while we are going to be dealing with this, we are going to open it and give it to the multi-party. I think, Pat, what we should be doing, Nani Sumi, each one of us maybe can identify areas of concern.
Mm.
And maybe if we do that, it will give other people, you know, a bone of contention, so that they can, maybe some other people can see some of these things, but they don't think they are important because they are led by a certain agenda. That's my concern, Bosch. I don't know whether you understand.
Understand.
We seem to be stagnant. We are not moving
forward.
That is the reason that why we are not taking those things. We don't talk about business. We don't talk about anything. We have got a DTI here in Parliament, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're supposed, and I know also Deputy Minister Elizabeth
Kabete.
She's so good in developing women. Those are the things that we would like to do. Some we've got national health insurance coming. What do we think about? So every one of us who sit in it, we've got something to say, but I don't think that's why whether we are afraid or we don't want to be popular and we don't want to be unpopular. I don't know. But nevertheless, we have done it for the day. We are going to, we just identify areas maybe, just to identify, and then when it comes, one can speak maybe in that multi-party and talk about this report, a good report, but from our experience, what do you think we need? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have something to say? Are you ready? I know that you'll never be satisfied.
I think we Vumelana now would see. We will play a conscientizing role.
Mm-hmm.
We need to raise their consciousness, identify portfolios and say, in terms of land, there's this bill that is there, which we're going to discuss in our portfolio, but we go there in depth, how it affects women, you know, the debate today on water affairs, how we have elevated women from, where they used to take the water from the river and all that, how it even reduces the time span of women, and that we have more time, now we're drinking more because we're no longer fetching water, you see, so. So those are the things that we must talk about, and the gains that the government has done in terms of our lives. I mean, it has given us better lives. I mean, we're no longer fetching water from the river. It's a fact, and we have more time, and we can utilize that time better. How do we utilize it better so that we build society, we become a real developmental, you know, state. So we can decide as the steering committee which topics to address. Then they can go and research, and we can also go and research. But when we go there, we go as a steering committee that had already discussed the matter. Even if we can give ourselves time, maybe we'll transport each other home. You know, budget for it. Sit down and iron out some of these things. So that when we go there, we go as a team. They shouldn't see the weakness in the chair or the weakness in the members, but they should see a team that is growing with them, you know, in the process. You just elevate one portfolio. You decide which portfolios that we must elevate. We go there, you know, and take it into pieces and see how it affects women. How do we raise consciousness on ordinary women around these complexes? I mean, you have women here who never even look at women's issues in a very serious light. Yes. But all women are affected. I mean, you have white women who just look down upon activists who come and talk about women's issues, and they think, no, it affects that one, it doesn't affect me. At the end of the day, when they are raped, they are, you know, they want us to scream and all that. But when women want them to be there, they are never there. So if we can do that, Chairperson, we will be a committee. We know that our male folk look down upon us, but we're going to be a committee that even attracts them to come and listen to our issues. You see? Yes, yes. Because we want them to be our advocates. We no longer want to speak, because when you speak, uto mile hape o, you are identified as one of those problematic people. But we want our male folk, because the whole, if you want to change society, you can't change it with one sector of the society. You have to educate both sectors for us to have a convergence together. So these are some, I'm very passionate about women's rights. So we need to educate women, we need to educate men, but we must take them along step by step so that they understand in which direction we want to take. And the new minister is also going to like what we do, because she is also of the idea that she's going to engage everybody. You know? So we are on the right track. I think it's the right time. So you will get support from us. We'll support you in whatever form. But what we need to do, we must do our things on time. Because we never meet all the time. But it gives us, even if we can meet once quarterly, but those four quarters, we must have an impact. We must like boom. And they shouldn't even know what has hit them, you see. So we go out of there with a wealth of information.
So I think we are all agreed.
Yes.
Yes. Can we close this meeting on that note? What time is it?
Nick, actually I wanted to support something that I understood, so that I can be able to stand by.
I've been
before.
I'm taking the opportunity. I'm not too speaking. I'm not too speaking.
Thank you.